Last segment, we were talking about boredom and how it's all but dead these days with digital media. Well, we're going to open the door now and welcome into the studio a guy who's been called the most boring man in the world by many, including his family. We say good morning to Phil Time. Hi, Phil.
Good morning to you guys.
You're going to have to get closer to the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, how are you?
Well, I admit I'm a little confused. I don't know why I was called up to be here, but they said that y'all were talking about boredom and things of that nature, and my sister's brother, not the younger one, but the one that was a little bit older than the younger one, he called and said, "Hey, Phil, they're talking about boring things, and you are they've always joked with me that I'm the most boring person, you know, in our family." And
well, you seem like a nice guy. Yeah. I don't know why they'd say something like that.
I don't either.
Well, I mean, what about boredom? What do you think makes you boring?
I don't think of myself,
you don't think of yourself
as boring. You know, we've made our home here for about 40 years or so.
Okay.
Not quite 40 years. I think it was 1985. I'd transferred here to the Dallas Fort Worth area. I call it the Dallas Fort Worth area.
Okay.
It was probably around the spring of 86 is when I would identify it as around then. So it was not quite 40 years, but we moved here and bought us a little house over in kind of in the between Dallas and Fort Worth. And
he can't hear. Should we redirect him at some point?
We bought
think,
this,
or just keep
this
listening?
House. We made sure that
his family's right.
Had,
this is amazing.
You know, really boring.
Had a nice yard. I'd never really had a yard before that was of that size.
You try to redirect him.
I made
Mention
sure
the Cowboys
that,
or something.
That I would take care of the lawn and whatnot. And my
Phil?
Wife, yes.
Are you a sports fan?
Well, I've watched some of the contests on the television. You know, a lot of times on Sundays, I'd noticed that a lot of the football games would come on for the NFL, but that's also the days when I would, you know, be out there taking care of the yard. And this one time, I remember my wife, she come out of the house.
I'm going to try to
this was when we lived on Spring Street.
Something really
she
specific
came yelling
about
at me,
the Cowboys.
Nagging at me. She had something going on with the
Phil,
washing
do you think the Cowboys are a playoff
team? So that's
team.
When I killed
Phil.
Her.
What?
Well, I had the mower engine running, and she was loud. The mower
oh,
engine was loud, so
engine.
I killed her. Yeah.
Will the Cowboys be a playoff team this year?
Oh, that's you know that kind of my. It's funny you mention that because when I met Jimmy Johnson for the first time, It was funny because he was kind of mean to me at first.
Okay.
But this is a, but you know, and he was a lot younger than me. I think he was probably, you know, in his 20s, somewhere in there. This was about 10 years ago or so.
Well, that's a different.
And this is
Jimmy Johnson, not the coach of the Cowboys back in the 90s.
Oh, the Cowboys had a coach named Jimmy Johnson. No, this was a distributor of auto parts out of Haltom City. I say auto parts, but I think it was maybe more marine. More marine supplies than anything else. Anyway, he owned this old Dodge Omni. It was either Dodge Omni or Plymouth Colt.
Okay, there's got to be a way to make this stop.
But then there was another neighbor that was down the road, and I remember when my friend's daughter was born, and I can't remember what year that was. I think it was the year that Ray Rice did what needed to be done in that elevator.
Phil, sorry.
What do you mean needed to be done in the elevator?
Well, this was Ray Rice that worked for the Otis Elevator Company out of Fort Worth, and the counterweight guide rails had gotten off.
You meant
that had skewed
football
the roller guides, yeah. So the tool that he was using had fallen down the hoistway, and he was trying to make sure that
You seem like a great guy, but we're running short on time.
Yeah.
We have commercials we got to work in.
That's okay.
I've got to hop in the car and try to fight the traffic to get back. Get back where I was where I'd come from, because I'd come down, you know, that highway that runs right
that
down
is
here.
Phil. It's Phil time, and thank you so much.